promised when we got back we'd go to calls, so go ahead and line up. Get on in. We have an open line right now. You can sneak in 1-888-767-4348. Let's take our first caller, and since we're broadcasting from Tucson Convention Center and the calls are being received at Global Broadcasting Headquarters up in Phoenix, all we have to do is ask our producer to push the button, and let's see who we get. Hello?
I think that's Ken from Rio Rico, first on the line this morning. Is it Ken?
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
Ken.
Sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. I got two questions.
Okay.
One, you emailed me a notice that I had tickets and I could pick them up Friday. They're still good for Sunday, right?
Yes, sir, they are.
Okay, because I can't get up there before Sunday. The second question, I have a 45-year-old house. It's adobe. And the mortar that was put in it when I bought it was bright black, if you know what I mean. And now
okay.
The sun has done its thing. And I'd like to find out, what can I do to make it pretty black again?
That's interesting. Do you know, are we dealing with true adobe or are we dealing with slump block?
No, this is true burnt adobe, not slump block. In other words, this, I can tell you that a few places where the rain has washed out some of my adobe, because my whole wall around my house is adobe also.
Cool.
So, you know,
45-year-old authentic adobe in Rio Rico. I bet that's a beautiful setting.
And it's nice, and you know, and it's got the arches, it's the Casa de Arcos, and then the arches are all some type of a white stone around it.
Cool.
And when I bought it, I just happened to look at the pictures of it, and I don't know who, and believe it or not, the contractor that built this house was from Phoenix years ago, and I was told that he had a name ended in ski, but I can't remember the name anymore. Okay.
Well, I tell you what, Ken, do you have a pen and pencil to write a number down?
Yeah, let me get my pen out of my pocket.
That black mortar is very unusual. I don't think I've ever seen an adobe home with black mortar. They would have had to put some kind of dye in it or...
Yeah, they just stained the mortar as they were laying it up. I've actually seen two built whole homes like that up in the carefree area. And it's a crisp look.
Oh, I got on the internet and there's a place where you could brush it in and it was pretty heavy. And I'd like to find, if I could, you know, I'm a little lazy and I'd like to spray it with something. You know, I've got a little sprayer where I could do that, you know, almost like, you know what I'm talking about, one of those little tiny sprayer guns or pink pencil.
Okay.
Is what I'm looking for.
Well, our dilemma. Okay. I'm gonna turn you over to the adobe expert here in Pima County, okay?
All right.
John Shimone. His company is Adobe King. He's right here in Tucson. His number is 615-2110. Now, we've been recommending John on anything having to do with adobe ever since we've been on air down here. I met him at like one of the first home shows we did that we decided was 12 years ago, 10 years ago. So, known him for a long time. Have never stumped him with an adobe dilemma, problem, or project. So, again, John Shimone, Adobe King, 615-2110. My only concern about using a little airless sprayer or a little artist sprayer is, Romy, the adobe would be so porous, I'd be afraid any overspray at all. You just would never. And you're certainly not going to take. If he's lazy, he's certainly not going to take masking tape and mask off every brick, right?
It'd be a lot faster to take a brush and do your grout lines than mask off the bricks. And I'm thinking even if he got close enough with the sprayer, as close as you would need to be just to get on the grout, I mean, any wavering in your hand, wind blows, breeze blows, bump, trip, you're going to get overspray. But having it that close, you're going to have so much product coming out, it's going to drip. It's going to drip horribly if you're trying to spray it vertically.
Yeah.
So I don't know that there's a way other than brushing.
But, Ken, we're all going to learn from this, so we would appreciate you staying in touch with us. You say you found someone on the website that had a brush-on application. Anyone at Old Castle Superlight?
Young Block.
Joe at Young Block could probably help him in something like that. But I'd start with John at Adobe King.
We appreciate the call.
But I am curious. I want to stay in touch with Ken and see how exactly a lazy man pulls off something this tedious.
He hires John.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, there's one option.
And his first question, and for anyone else that got free tickets through Rosie on the House for the Saba Home Show, those are good for any of the 3 days it's open. So if you were one of the people that emailed us for free tickets, we had 100 to give out. They're good any day.
And we've given all of those out. They're all gone. We have them attached to the family's name, and they're in Will Call. You go to Will Call, and you say you've got Rosie on the House tickets. Then you give your family name, and they'll have the ticket for you. So make sure you realize if you were one of the fortunate winners of tickets that it's in the Rosie on the House basket.
And we're in the Rosie on the House open line hour. If you've got a question, join us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Coming back, we're going to see how we can help Wendy eliminate the critters seeking shade between her solar panels and her roof.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.